We're shifting gears. So we're here for the summer, and we are learning about demons. Well, we're reading Screwtape Letters. I don't know if you guys have heard of it before. It's by a guy named C.S. Lewis. He's written books such as The Screwtape Letters. And, thank you. We'll have extra. Just keep passing them along. And so this will probably go into the fall. This is probably not enough. And as it goes into the fall, we will finish. Any other extras?
We have none.
Oh. Any extras? Okay, we need to make more copies. Oh, how many? You want to pass them over to this corner? Any other extras? We don't have extras. That's okay. Let's see. You know what? We'll make this fully interactive. I'm going no script. Okay, so I'm going to need your help.
Hi, Andrew. To do this.
Hi, Andrew. Yes. Hello. Okay, so as it says, we're going through the Screwtape Letters. Who's heard of this book before? Oh, a lot of people. It's a great read. We have copies here. Actually, I don't know if any of you are like paper junkies. Are like paper junkies, but this is a really nice edition. Like it's got like this nice texture on the outside, and it has these. It basically looks like a hardcover with the flaps, but it's just the flap. Yeah, and actually the edges are they're not cleanly shaven. You know what I'm talking about? It's like they pressed it. This is like original pressing of the Screwtape Letters. Anyway, sorry. I'm totally no script, right? I don't know. So can someone read for us what to describe the book? This will be a quick lesson. Yeah. Okay, I love that. So in the book, they call those who they're tempting patients, which I think is really clever. And then they talk about their father below, and it's a capital Father, F and B. And also when they talk about God, they call him the enemy, capital E. It's really clever. C.S. Lewis, he's got a lot going for him. I hope he gets big someday. Okay, so who wants to describe the class for us?
This class will use the book as a starting point to discuss concepts such as temptation, sin, demons, and God.
Okay. Pretty clear. So basically, we're going to use this as sort of as a launch pad to talk about all these different concepts. So there's a lot here, and if you look at the schedule, there'll be like all these different topics that Screwtape writes to Wormwood about, kind of trying to give him advice, trying to like say like, oh, these things are good and these things are bad. Very interesting if you've never read it before. And from that, we're going to launch forward and look into Scripture to see, you know, what does the Bible say about these things, and you know. How are these concepts like affirmed or not confirmed in Scripture? And so it's really a launch pad for us to move forward. That's the class. Next is a set of ground rules. I thought it'd be kind of important for us to just resettle and think about, well, what's the purpose of Trellis? Like, what are we here for? And what are the things that I guess are expected of us when we sit here? So can someone read for us the first ground rule? Yeah, right here.
You will try to be on time.
Thank you. So, yes, I know I am late very often, and if you know me for long enough, like Jerry, he's falls victim to my lateness all the time. I'm always calling him, Jerry, I'm leaving now. I know I was supposed to be there like an hour ago. Sorry. So I understand, and, you know, there's grace for tardiness. But, you know, to maximize our time, my time as well, and your time, obviously, most importantly, I want us to kind of be here. This is the Josiah Quincy Upper School Cafeteria. Welcome. And it would be great if we could sit at 11:20. So that kind of we can hang out at service until like 11:15, 16, 17. For instance, if you want to go to McDonald's, go early. Like right after service. Because I know it's a bit of a trek. Cheers. 11:20 would be ideal because then we can get started 25:30-ish. So 11:20. Okay, next ground rule.
You are to read. While the lesson is prepared to be able to stand alone, the chapter is prepared. You will gain much more from them if you do the reading ahead of time. Plainly, we expect you to read for your own benefit.
Nice, that was good. So yeah, we expect you to read. And I know sometimes it's like, oh, we got all this other stuff going on. But we're in the summer now, and you don't really have summer read. I mean, who's taking summer classes? Okay, that's not the majority. So everyone who raised your hand, I guess you have an excuse. Everyone else, you can read. It's an easy read. I mean, I'm going to go to again. It's letters. It's literally like letters. So if you ever like open up like a credit card offer, just throw that aside and read one of these. It's not that big of a deal. Real basic, really easy. So please read. It really makes a difference. If the book is the launch pad, like you're gonna have the ramping up period is gonna be so much more. You're like, wait, hold on, what's he talking about? What's a screw tape? It'll help when you read. So for everyone's benefit, mostly yours, read ahead of time. Okay, next ground rule. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So, you know, I think because there's a ground rule coming up after, which I'll allude to in a second. But I think really for like the benefit of everyone, you know, we should be respectful. So like, for instance, if someone's talking, that we listen. I mean, I don't want to like, go back to kindergarten. We don't have to pass around a conch or anything like that. We can just listen and be respectful to each other, because I think it creates an environment where people are willing to learn, people are willing to grow with one another, doing life together. It's a reference. Okay. So just be respectful, and really, honestly, if you're not sure, if someone like kind of like was like rubbed against what you said earlier, you can come and ask. You're like, hey, Rocky, was this disrespectful when I, you know, made fun of someone, like, for something? And then Rocky would be like, well, yeah, it was. I don't know if Rocky's code name for Calvin, I guess. He's very, anyway. Next ground rule. I saw hand movement, so it's peripheral. Anyone here want to? Next ground rule. It's just reading. Not that I take it for granted, but anyway. Yes, sure. You got next one. You want to read this one?
Yeah, sure. You are to participate in discussion. Many people do not like to share their thoughts and ideas because they are concerned about how it was found and that they will not know the right. You should not be included here since we are all participating.
Okay. So, yes. We're expected to participate in discussion. I don't know if you can tell, but I prepared this handout, and if you know me for long enough, you know I appreciate interactivity during lessons. So discussion and questions, debate, I love that stuff. Is this an extra?
Yeah.
Thank you. No more script. I'll keep it. I do think it helps when, you know, we were able to learn, because, you know, our experience is limited, but we have basically a room full of over 50 people here who can share into and speak into that experience and help us either challenge what we believe or affirm what we believe. And I think that's really a priceless experience, especially topics that we're going to discuss here. We may, you know, you may or may not talk about that in one of your classes when you're in college. So really, it's priceless. Every single person, like I, we say that I'm the teacher, or Rocky's the teacher, or Pastor Enoch's the teacher, but really, we're all, it's much about like co-teaching, which I'm a big fan of. So yeah, I expect you to participate in discussion. Next one.
You will have fun. We love to have fun. Hopefully you do too, and hopefully that's why you're here.
Yes. We love to have fun. I think fun is so much fun. You're encouraged to have fun. So, you know, I know a lot of times, like lessons, you know, I've taught long enough. I know that lessons can be dry. That's true. I understand. But at the heart of it, I want us here to be fellowshipping with one another, spending time and, you know, growing and learning. But yeah, I mean, fun just makes learning so much more fun. Yeah. Got like plants in the crowd here. Okay. Turn to the next page. Is that clear? Oh, actually, before we turn, I didn't have any questions on these ground rules. I don't think they call them ground core values. Is that core values? Sorry. That was a new concept for me when I was growing up. Instead of class rules, we had core values. They shifted that. Anyway, any questions? Cool? All right, turn to the next page. We're almost done. We're actually almost done. We'll be done before you expect. So what you need for Trellis? What you need? You will need, yes, a copy of the Screwtape Letters, which I hear is really nice, by C.S. Lewis. We have them here. Wait till I give you the offer. Wait till I give you the offer, and then you'll be excited. What else you'll need? You'll need a Bible. You don't, you know, we would love, if you don't have a Bible, we would love to get one in your hands. And you know, we do have, actually the service has these really nice like hardbound ESVs that we just got. It's like, is it $5? I think it's $5 for a hardbound ESV Bible. It is really nice. Yes, but wait, there's more. No, no. So if they're really, you call now.
I'll take them all.
Yeah. You got it in the next 10 minutes. Anyway, yeah, so we would love for you to have it. So if you can't afford it, honestly, we will just put one in your hand. We would love for everyone to leave with a copy of the Bible primarily, and then a copy of Screwtape Letters. Or Life Together, we have other copies too, so if you want those too, come on in. Anyway, and then finally, well, you know, obviously Screwtape to kind of get to the launch pad, and then the Bible to launch off with your portal gun. Pew. And then finally, a good attitude and a willingness to learn. I think those go so far when you come with just, you don't have to smile every time, but just a good attitude, being like, you know, I'm going to go in and you know, co-teach with my table, my peers, and also just like, oh, what can I learn today? And then when you go in with that, you'll go far. And not even just here, like you'll go far in life. So that one's a freebie. Okay. Wow. Lastly, or not lastly, second to last, third to lastly, contact information, Pastor Enoch, he is the pastor. He is the Chinatown English pastor, head pastor. Oh, I don't know what exact title is. Director, pastor. This is his number for his office. So if you ever want to call him, be like, hey, Calvin's just teaching heresy. Could you please stop him? You can do that. Or you can email him, subject, Calvin, danger. That's fine. And then we have Rocky right here. This is the man, Rocky. He's got the vintage version. It's really cool. It's got yellowed pages.
Yes, yellowed.
Really nice. Classic. Vintage. Not a retro, vintage. That's his email there. If you have any questions for him, feel free to email him. And then last but not least is me. That's my email. So if you have any questions, you can go ahead and email me. So second to last, this is the lesson schedule. As you know, probably we make audibles all the time. Hopefully, we won't go any longer, but you know, we'll shift around chapters sometimes. But these are the topics that we'll be going over. I studied this when I first graduated in 2006, so it was 5 years ago, and I really liked it then. And then going back to it and studying it again, I was like, wow, there's so much good stuff here. So nice, you had to do it twice. So this is everything here. You can look over it. If you get the book, you can see, like, oh, how does this line up, and start reading because you're so excited for it. I'm not going to go through every topic. It's there. And then finally, our website, which is where if you aren't here, or if, like, say you're only here for the summer and you want to see how the story ends, you can go here and you can download the lessons after. And you can actually go back in time and look at all the lessons that we've taught before. Previous lessons such as prep for post-grad, which I'm a big fan of. So talking about how to prepare for post-grad life, or life together, talking about Christian community. What else is up there? Just do something about God's will. I hear it's a big deal. So there's just, like, tons of stuff on there, a lot of resources. And if you click off of the Trellis website, you can go to Pastor Enoch and his wife Karen's blog page, where they blog and they have cute pictures of their kids and doing fun things. So cute. So you can go there. And that's it. Any questions? Real basic. Sure. That's a great question. Well, I'm glad you asked. The sticker price is $13.99. Who here wants to pay $13.99? Okay, come on up. Yeah. Right? Okay, so retail, that's a savings. So $13.99 is the retail price. The Amazon price, how much do you think the Amazon price is?
$1.
$9? I'm glad this is $3? $3? Okay, $3. What'd you say? $1? I heard $9. Does someone say $9?
$8.
$1. That's so funny. Okay. Anyway, so what it is? It's actually $8.63. So in between here, you'd who said eight? Did you say eight? You would be in the game. You know, whatever. Plinko. Okay. So it's $8.63. So because we love you, we're going to undercut Amazon. Yes. What'd you say, $8.62? Oh, it's so inconvenient. So much change. Anyway, we're going to charge you $7. That's $1.63 savings off of the Amazon price. And I'm not even going to do the math for the sticker price, because that's just a crazy deal. So, well, that's actually technically 50% off. I guess it's not that crazy of math. It's just 50%. But... okay, so as you make your decision, I'm going to pass around copies. I know sometimes us paper freaks like to hold it. I'm going to give one per table, not give away, just play with it. But if you act now, in the next 2 minutes, I will give you a handshake. Wait. But not just any handshake. The best.
Is that a $7
handshake? Handshake you've ever had in your life. It is a $7. Actually, it's an $8 value. So you'll be making money after the handshake. So feel free to play around with it. Look at it. $7. And As we think about this, let me just close us in a word of prayer, close us, and then we'll go. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you really for this time of summer, God, where we can take a small break from school or just keep working, God. But as we reorient ourselves for new series to learn about new things, God, we just pray that you would give us the, I guess, good attitudes and the open hearts and open minds to learn about what you have to teach us about you, what you have to teach us about, I guess, spiritual forces and things like temptation and sin. And God, I pray for the summer. I pray that we'll all have a lot of fun. And just pray that you'd give us, good times together and as we learn. And pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thanks guys.